A breeze on Lantern Lane. On Lantern Lane, just as the sky turned peach and violet, Poppy skipped along the cobblestones with her fluffy cat, Nimbus, bouncing at her heels like a pom-pom cloud. Paper lanterns swayed above the shops, tinkling softly in the cool evening breeze. At the corner bench, their friend June sat with a rolled map and a worried face. "I promised to finish this before the moonlight fair," June sighed. Poppy smiled, warm and steady.
"Then we'll finish it together, one clue at a time. The missing corners." June spread the map across the bench.
Most of Lantern Lane was sketched in careful lines: bakery, bell tower, tea bridge, and garden gate.
But three corners were blank, with tiny circles where landmarks should be. "I lost my note card in the wind," June admitted.
Nimbus placed one soft paw on the map as if volunteering.
Poppy laughed.
"First blank corner points to the bakery square.
We can follow our noses."
Together they tucked pencils into a satchel and set off, hopeful and quick.
Bakery square clue.
Bakery square smelled like cinnamon, butter, and orange peel. Warm window light spilled onto the street, and the baker waved with flowery hands. "Looking for map clues?"
she asked, already guessing.
She pointed to a weather vane shaped like a swallow on the roofline.
"That marks the old wind corner." June quickly drew the swallow and the slanted roof.
Nimbus chased a drifting receipt, then proudly brought back a tiny brass button stamped with a lantern.
"A trail marker," Poppy said. "One blank corner solved. The bell tower steps."
The second blank corner led uphill to the bell tower steps, where ivy curled around old stones and swallows looped in the fading light. The breeze was cooler here, brushing Poppy's cheeks and puffing Nimbus into an even fluffier puffball.
At the top, they found a painted tile of stars set into the landing. June frowned. Was this always here?
Poppy knelt and brushed away leaves, revealing a tiny arrow hidden among the stars, pointing toward the river.
June drew the tile carefully, confidence growing. "Tea bridge lanterns." By the tea bridge, little lantern boats drifted along the canal, each glowing like a floating firefly. Families leaned on railings, and musicians tuned a violin near the water. June studied the map. "The river corner needs a symbol."
Nimbus crouched, tail twitching, and stared beneath the bridge arch. Poppy followed his gaze and spotted carved waves and a tiny teacup seal in the stonework.
"That's it," June said, drawing the curved arch and seal. The map now held two corners bright with meaning and memory.
A shortcut through rooftops. To reach the last blank corner before dark, they took Auntie May's rooftop walkway above the market stalls. Strings of tiny bells chimed as they crossed wooden planks between low-tiled roofs. The cool evening breeze tugged at Poppy's scarf and made Nimbus's fur ripple like a silver cloud.
From up high, Lantern Lane looked like a necklace of light. Then a folded scrap of paper snagged on a bell string. June unfolded it carefully. It was the lost note card, smudged but readable. The garden gate puzzle.
The note card read, "Last marker waits where moonflowers climb and stepping stones hum."
Poppy grinned.
"That's the garden gate behind the music school." They hurried there, shoes tapping the lane, Nimbus trotting proudly in front like a furry guide. Moonflowers curled around a wooden arch, pale and luminous.
When Poppy stepped on the first stone, it gave a gentle hollow tone, the second answered lower.
June noticed the pattern matched small dots on the map's edge.
They tapped the sequence and the gate latch clicked open. The hidden courtyard.
Inside the gate lay a tiny courtyard they had never seen, tucked between brick walls painted with faded murals of kites, fish, and lantern festivals from long ago. In the center stood a sundial shaped like a sunflower, even under evening light. Around its base were engraved symbols: swallow, stars, teacup, and lantern button.
June gasped. "These are all our clues together."
Poppy helped trace the final lines, connecting every symbol into one neat corner. Nimbus hopped onto a stone seat and purred like a drumroll. Race to the Moonlight Fair. Church bells chimed seven times. "The Moonlight Fair starts now," June said, rolling the finished map with careful hands. They hurried back down Lantern Lane, weaving past pie carts, ribbon stalls, and laughing neighbors. The cool evening breeze carried sweet roasted chestnut scents and the thump of distant drums. At the fair gate, organizer Leela looked relieved.
"You did it."
June unrolled the map on a wooden table, and everyone gathered close. paths to games, music stages, and quiet rest gardens were all clear and ready.
Lanterns of thanks.
When the first parade lantern rose into the night, Leela pinned a little silver compass badge onto June's jacket and tied a blue ribbon around Nimbus's neck. Poppy received a warm hug and a honey bun wrapped in paper stars. Best team on Lantern Lane, June said, smiling brighter than the fair lights.
They sat together on the curb, listening to music and watching lanterns drift upward like slow, friendly moons.
The map was finished, the friend was helped, and tomorrow felt full of new gentle adventures.